Good morning. We're starting this morning the seventh and final parak in Maseches Demai. This parak discusses, it starts off at least discussing halachas of somebody who finds himself in a situation where it's going to be very awkward for him to take off the Trumas Demaisris, or it will be awesome for him to take it off. The case is talking about where somebody was invited to somebody's house for a Shabbos Suda, and it was not the type of situation where he could have just said, no, I'm not coming. He felt he was obligated to go to the Suda to eat at this person's house, but unfortunately, he did not trust the host to be somebody who takes off Meiser. So he finds himself in a pickle, because the halacha is you're not allowed to take off Meiser or Trumas on Shabbos. We learned this earlier in the Masechta, the taking of Truma and Meiser from food is a Nira Kimisakin, is Nismid Rabbanon. A person cannot take off Trumas and Meisers. Demai has the same halacha. The only difference between Demai and Trumas, there's two differences between Trumas, regular Trumas Demaisris and Demai, which is the difference between Safek and Vadai, is during Bein HaShmashas. We say this, most of us say this on Friday night, B'mem Adlikin, the Safek HaShecha, Safek Enech HaShecha, during the point of Bein HaShmashas, the person can take off something which is a Safek. However, on Shabbos itself, a person can't take off Demai. And further, there's a difference between whether a person could take off from something which is Bershusa and not Bershusa, whether it belongs to him. But this mission discusses how a person can set himself up in a way where he knows he's going to be someplace on Shabbos where he's going to have to take off Meiser again, Misafik, because of the halachas of Demai, but he can't do it before Shabbos. Hamaz ben es chaveri sheyech halatzli. A person invites his friend to eat at his house. However, v'hu, the person who's being invited, the guest, einoi ma'aminoi al Meisris, does not believe the host to be someone who properly takes off Meiser. So what should he do? Says the Mishnah in Eitzah. Omer me'erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you should make a tanai as follows. Ma sha'ani osid la'afesh machar. What I will take off tomorrow when I am served my food, which I do not believe to be properly tithed. What I will take off then, harehu ma'aser. That will be ma'aser. In other words, I'm already making a tanai now that what I'm going to take tomorrow is ma'aser from now. Even though it's not yet in his rishos, he can make that tonight. Because we're talking about tonight. Usha'ar meiser samach lo izesh ha'asisi meiser asu chumas meiser alav meiser sheni b'tzvayne b'dreve mechul ha'meis. We explained this, we learned this earlier in the Masechta. What he does is he sets it up that he has chumas meiser, he has meiser. The meiser comes off first because that goes to the Levi, and then there's chumas meiser from that. So he and the reason why he says it backwards, we explained previously also, is because the chumas meiser needs to be exact. So he designates the exact Trumas Meiser. He takes off the Meiser Rishain first, because that's the order. And then afterwards he has already set aside his Trumas Meiser, which will go back to the Kohen. But he does that. He makes that Tanai, makes that condition before he actually goes there on Shabbos. Then he has everything worked out with the Meiser Rishain, the Trumas Meiser, and the Meiser Sheni, or the Meiser Ani, depending on the year, where he's going to take it off from. Mishnah Beis continues. It's actually a big machlokes amongst the Mefarshim that Mishnah Beis is just a continuation of Mishnah Aleph, or if it's a new case. But we're going to learn it according to the simple way of understanding, which is the way the Bartanur learns it, that it's just continuing to explain what this person should do when he gets there on Shabbos. Even though Mishnah starts off talking about a case where he poured him a cup of wine, the Bartanur explains that it really has nothing to do with a cup of wine, anything more than anything else. It's just that's talking about Shabbos, where he assumed the first thing he has is a cup of wine for Kiddush. But ultimately, the halacha would be true whether it's salad or it's bread or anything else that it is, which requires Truma Meiser to be taken off. So at that point, when he gets there, it's not enough that he made a tanai from Erev Shabbos. What he actually has to do is, at the time that he served the food, Mazgulay Sakais, when they pour him his cup of wine, or as we're explaining, they give him his salad, Omer, he says, Masha ani asid l'shayer b'shuli ha'kais, reyo meiser. What I'm going to leave over at the end of my drink right now, I'm already saying it's meiser. U'sha'ar meiser samachloi, whatever is next to that will be, whatever is close to that, the other 9/10 of that of that 1/10 of whatever's in the cup. In other words, you have, let's just for argument's sake, 100 ounces. 1 ounce goes to Trumas Meiser, 9 ounces go to Meiser. He designates that. Ze shanis shasisi Meiser also Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser love. This 9 parts of 100 that I'm turning into Meiser Rishain, I will have that other 1 part of 100 turn to Trumas Meiser. Meiser Sheni bepiv mechul al Meiser. Meiser Sheni, which at the rim of the cup, the piv, at the opening of the cup, that's going to be Meiser Sheni. Mechul al Meiser will be mechula will be redeemed onto money. There are those who learned that this Mishnah is specifically talking about wine. The Gra learns it that way, but we're going to learn the Pashat Pshat that the Bar Tanur explains, that just it's explaining you have to make a Tanai on Erev Shabbos, that what you will get will be Ma'aser. Like this is not an Erev Kamisakein. When you actually get there, you have to just specify which parts are the parts that you're taking off Ma'aser. Stop here at Mishnah Gimel. Have a great day.